Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is in the house. In the house. The root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. My home base and broadcasting throughout these great United States through USA Radio Network. It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I've gone over this every single day on this show for the last few days, but I'm going to start the show with it again because I think it's that important, and I think it'll be my commentary that I'll be writing either tomorrow or Friday for my weekend commentary. I mean, look, I got to tell you something. Democrats hate us. Democrats want to kill us, murder us. Democrats want to imprison us. Democrats want to take our children away. Democrats want to take our jobs away and leave us penniless. Don't you think we're about to be in a civil war? Do you think I'm supposed to be nice to these people? I have no reason to be nice to people that want to kill me and ruin my life and lock me away and take my children away? F you. It's time to tell these people where they can go. Go to hell. Go to Guantanamo. That's where we need to ship them all. The only way to save America is to ship every Democrat leader to Guantanamo and put them on trial for treason. Here's an article. Here's what your fellow Americans think should happen to you if you're unvaccinated. This is the question you need to be asking yourself as you monitor the world around you, taking stock of what you're seeing and making logical deductions with the data you have coming in. What happens when the world around you is stating it's all right to take away your children? What happens when it decides it's morally permissible to drag you from your home and take you away to a, quote, designated facility if you refuse to get the jab? What happens when people believe you should be forcibly imprisoned in your own home? This may all sound crazy, but this is where we're at. A recent study by Rasmussen has found just that. January 5th, they conducted a telephone online survey of 1,016 likely U.S. voters to determine if they could get a sampling of where Americans stood on these issues. And this is what they found. 78% of the left supports Biden's vaccine mandate, where you could be forced vaccinated or lose your job and lose your life. 55% of the left endorse the notion of fines if you're not vaccinated. 59% of Democrats favor house arrest for the unvaccinated. You should be permanently locked away in your home, unable to leave. Forced resettlement. 45% of the left favors forced resettlement of the unvaccinated to government-operated facilities. No different than the Japanese internment camps. Forced silence. 48% of the left favor either fines or imprisonment for those who question the efficacy of the jab on TV, radio, social media, online. They want to put me in jail for telling you that people are dying from the vaccine. And the proof is the VAERS report. The government and the CDC's own report shows 21,000 dead from the vaccine. And Columbia University says you got to multiply by 20, which would be 400,000 dead. Kidnapping children. 29% of Democrats want your children taken away from parents who are unvaccinated. And finally, Big Brother tracking efforts. 47% of the left favor Big Brother tracking you if you're unvaccinated. They want to know where you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, if you don't think this is a combination of Nazism and communism, then you should shut off this show right now. This isn't a show for you. The fact is, folks, this is a combination of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis' philosophy, and the Soviet Gulag, and Fidel Castro, And Raul Hugo Chavez, that was the name I was looking for last night, by the way. Not Nicolas Maduro, but I couldn't think of the original founder of the communist destruction of Venezuela. It's Hugo Chavez. It's so amazing how sometimes the name just pops right into my head. No problem. And other times I go totally blank because it's just so much in my head. It's hard to even believe what I carry around with me in my mind all day long to do a show 3 hours a day every day. But this is time to admit that Democrats want to kill us, they want to kidnap us, they want to enslave us, they want to murder us, they want to imprison us, they want to take our children away, they want to take our jobs away. You know, we're in a civil war, and Democrats are the Confederate South. Because isn't that what the South was for? That war was fought because the South wanted to enslave black people. Well, guess what? These mother truckers want to enslave me and you and our children if we're unvaccinated. They are the South. Democrats are the Confederates now. If this is a civil war we're in, and it is, trust me, we're in one. They hate America, they want to destroy America, and they want to destroy every conservative and Christian in this country. Look at this story. Denver Elementary School announces plans to instruct kindergartners and first graders about why it's important to disrupt the nuclear family and be trans and queer affirming. They host racially segregated playground nights. Parents defending education. Denver Elementary School announces plans. The school's called Centennial Elementary. And they have families of color playground night. Denver Elementary School announces plans to instruct kindergartners and first graders about why it's important to disrupt the nuclear family, be trans and queer affirming. This is in Denver, Colorado, Centennial Elementary School. And they're excited about their plans to participate in Black Lives Matter at School Week of Action again this year. Can you imagine how insane these people are? So I repeat, Democrats are a combination of communists and Nazis. If communists and Nazis were queer or transgender. You know, think back. Can you imagine if you were gay in Nazi Germany, they probably murdered you. And of course, we all agree that's horrible and that's wrong. And it's one of the things that made the Nazis the Nazis. They're horrible people. If you're a Jew, they kill you. If you're dark-skinned, they kill you. If you're disabled, they kill you. If you disagree with them, they kill you. And if you're queer or transgender, they kill you. They murder everyone who's different than them. So what's the between them, the difference between them and today's Democrat? Not much. Not much, except, you know, their goal in life is not to murder me. It's to lock me in my house for life and never let me out at gunpoint. It's to take my children away. It's to kidnap me and bring me to an internment camp like World War II with the Japanese. And then it's to kill me with the jab. Take my job away and bankrupt me and leave me with nothing so I blow my brains out with a gun. Oh, no, I can't do that. They'll take my gun away. So I'll have to kill myself with a steak knife. They'll take that away. I'll need a spoon. Wayne Root committed suicide with a spoon. Stabbed himself in the chest 52 times with a spoon. Number 52 finally got in. These are sick people. These are mentally ill people. And they have all the same traits as Nazis, Hitler-esque Nazis, Soviet Gulag, East German Stasi, Chinese communist, labor camp nutcases, murderers. You know, they remove you from your home in China and you're never seen again. And this is what we're dealing with. They have the same traits. Liberals in America have the same traits. Still don't believe they're insane? What do we have left? About a minute and a half, 2 minutes? Oh, 3 minutes. Okay, I'll have time to get this story in then. Good. Plenty of time. So, while you and I are being hounded to death, thank God I'm not because I live in Las Vegas, but if you're being hounded to death in New York, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in Chicago, in Washington, D.C., that you have to have proof of vaccine and ID with you at all times, as the Gestapo would say, papers! Do you have papers? We'll kill you, Jew! That's what America has descended into. Do you have papers or we'll kill you like a Jew in Nazi Germany? While that's happening, they're letting illegals in. Not just into America, but the Biden administration is sticking them on airplanes with no ID. You don't know if they're murderers. You don't know if they are rapists. You don't know if they are terrorists who are going to take the plane down. But they found a new form of ID that allows them to get on an airplane. I kid you not. Illegals are allowed to board airplanes when they go in front of TSA with their only form of ID being an arrest warrant. I swear to God, it's a true story, and the TSA has admitted it. They're allowing illegals to use arrest warrants and deportation orders. They've been ordered out of the country, but their name is on the order. And they'll let them board an airplane with the arrest warrant or the deportation order. According to Republican Texas Congressman Lance Goodwin's December 15 inquiry about illegal migrants flying across the country, TSA Administrator David Pekoski explained certain Department of Homeland Security documents are considered acceptable forms of alternate identification for non-citizens, including a warrant for arrest of alien and a warrant for removal deportation. So the Biden administration is knowingly putting our nation's security at risk and let you and your children die. They're putting murderers, the worst people in the world who are rotting in prisons, and they open the prison because they know that Biden will take over their problems, and they're going to put them on an airplane next to your kids. To either murder your kids, molest your kids, rape your kids, or take the airplane down. And they don't care. You can board an airplane if you're Wayne Root only with ID. But if you are an illegal alien, your arrest warrant is good enough to get on the airplane, proving you're a criminal. This is the United States of America. And you still don't think these people want to kill you, huh? No matter how they do it, whether it's with COVID, whether it's letting illegals on airplanes, whether it's taking your children away from your home, whether it's locking you in your house for life under military guard.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P.
Huffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. The mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. He reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. True story. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal, plus it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender, and that's why I've one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms in my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. All right, so I had my diatribe. Let me give you a second diatribe now. Okay? The first one is that liberals want to kill us and take our children away from us and destroy our lives and take our jobs away. And it's sick. It's just sick. You're mentally ill, sick people. I don't want to do anything to you. I want to force you to live in a Trump-root economy where taxes are low and regulations are low and you'll all make a lot of money. Oh, my God, what a crime. What a terrible thing I want to do to liberals. I want your income to go up and your taxes to go down and you'd be free to do whatever you want. You can practice voodoo. You can cut heads off of sacrificial lambs. I don't care what you do, you crazy nutcases. Go do what you want to do. Go be gay. Go be trans. Go be lesbian. I don't stop you from doing anything. Go be an atheist. I don't stop you from being what you want to be, even though I find it all appalling. I don't stop you. But you want to stop us from living our lives over not being vaccinated when the whole COVID thing is gone. That's the irony. It's gone. So here's the two stories I want to go over in this segment. Proof it's gone. England ends all COVID passports, all mask mandates, and all work restrictions. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced it all today. He also suggested that self-isolation rules may also be thrown out at the end of March as the pandemic becomes endemic. Effective immediately, the UK is no longer asking people to work from home. The COVID pass mandate for nightclubs and large events will not be renewed when it expires on January 26th. And from Thursday on, indoor mask wearing will no longer be compulsory anywhere in England. The requirement for secondary school pupils to wear masks during class will be removed from the Department of Education's national guidance. Roaring cheers heard from lawmakers in the House of Commons. I'm sure instead of, you know, at West Point, they throw their hats in the air. Everybody ripped their masks off, I'm sure, and threw them in the air and said, F masks. As COVID becomes endemic, we'll need to replace legal requirements with advice and guidance, urging people to be careful and considerate of others. Now, who disagrees with that? Asked to remove testing rules for vaccinated UK-bound travelers, Johnson said the government is reviewing the testing arrangements on travel and that announcement can be expected in the coming days. So, there it is. There it is. It's over. COVID's finished. We're done with your crap. We're done with your shh. And we're done with it. We're not wearing your freaking masks. And you're never going to force vaccinate me or touch my children. And I'll never be locked down again. We'll go to war over lockdowns. That's never happening again. And the whole world gets it. Except for Joe Biden. The old, weak, feeble man who belongs in a nursing home with dementia. It's over. We're not listening to your crap anymore. And let me tell you one more story you got to hear. So you know that Los Angeles has such strict rules. Everybody's masked indoors. Everybody's masked outdoors. Everybody's social distant. And everybody's trapped in their homes. Everybody's locked down. Businesses are closed. Everybody's forced vaccinated. You can't even eat out if you're 5 years old unless you have proof of ID and vaccination status. And the Liberal Commie Grammy Awards, to celebrate all those commie rappers and commie singers, the Grammy Awards made the decision yesterday to leave Los Angeles this year and move the Grammys to Las Vegas, where I am. And let me tell you why they said it. Too many risks over getting Omicron COVID. This is the April 3rd show is now moving from L.A. to the MGM Grand Garden Arena. According to their own statement, organizers determined there were too many risks because of the virus's latest surge. So the risks are in Los Angeles, where you can't eat out without a vaccine passport and ID and masks and mandates. And in Vegas, I have none of those, and we're coming here.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is taking questions from reporters on Wednesday. This is only the president's second on U.S. soil and his sixth overall. when it comes to skyrocketing inflation and what you're paying for meat at the grocery store, Biden says competition is key.
You have a circumstance where people are paying more for a pound of hamburger meat than they ever paid. Well, one of the reasons for that is you don't have that many folks out there that are the ones that are got the big four controlling it all. And so you're going to see more and more, we're going to move on this competition piece to allow more and more smaller operations to come in.
A down day on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 340 points to close at 35.29. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Biden going down faster than the Hindenburg. Unbelievable. We have a crazy man driving the ship, driving the Titanic. The Hindenburg. I just said that a second ago, Chris. I just said going down like the Hindenburg. Look at the headlines. Even a Drudge Report. Inside Biden's declining popularity as he struggles with multiple crises. More than a third of the country gives him an F. Laughs off idea. Legislative agenda failing. Reporter asks him to his face about profound concerns about your cognitive fitness. Wow. This guy's going down big time. No one's ever gone down like this. He is flaming out. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help. And my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just evaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable rates, but you have to act now. Refi, buying a home, get locked in now at a great low rate. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, toll-free, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, S-A-V-E, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE. We've got our regular guest, Josh Manning, with us, senior news editor at Western Journal. We always have great conversations, him and I. Usually we have 10 topics and we get off the topic and talk for the whole two segments about something that isn't even listed what we're going to talk about. But that shows you're good friends with somebody. We're like two buddies just talking on the air. Josh Manning, Wayne Root, what's going on?
Wayne, I always love being on, and I love that part about our interviews. It is so much fun. You know, you prep a little bit, but it's a lot of fun when you don't know where it's going.
Well, you don't know where this one's going because I'm going to bring up an interesting topic you might not know about. Do you know that Los Angeles is, you know, probably the strictest COVID regulations in the whole country, or maybe the whole state of California has the strictest regulations in the whole country, not just L.A. But the point is, you know, it's hard to do anything in L.A. It's hard to send your kids to school. It's hard to walk in a restaurant, a bar. They've got COVID rules. They've got COVID passports. They've got COVID mandates, vaccine mandates. They've got the vaccine passports where you need ID and proof of vaccine. And they have the place is basically closed down half the time. It's terrible. Do you know that the Grammys, the liberal music industry Grammys, just made the decision to leave Los Angeles, cancel the event this year, and have the Grammys in Las Vegas? Did you know that? Vegas.
I heard that, but it fills my heart with joy.
And you know they said, hold on, I'm going to get the actual quote. They said they're doing it because of too many risks over Omicron in Los Angeles. Ooh. So here, you're telling me Las Vegas is a four-hour drive away from L.A. We have almost none of the restrictions they have in Los Angeles, and it's safer in Vegas than it is in Los Angeles. Isn't that a searing indictment of COVID regulations?
Oh, it's spectacular. So it means one of two things. It means either the COVID regulations have failed so badly in L.A. that it's not safe for the performers, or it means the performers don't want to have to wear masks and go through that ridiculous
shopping.
We know the CDC has now said, hey, those masks you've been wearing, unless it's an N95, it's useless after 1 use. You know, you're banging on your own germs and all of that mess. But Wayne, what I love, I did not know this until you just said it, what I love is that all of these performers who care about the environment and who don't like oil and who don't like energy, they're going to get in their limos, they're going to get in their helicopters, they're going to get in their SUVs, they're going to get in their jets, and they're going to fly, because they can't, they're going to fly from L.A.
to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas to have a party about how great they are, when really we know most of these people seem like pretty much reprobates.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way,
pat themselves on the back and talk about how great they are. Oh, I deserve this award.
At least At least I'm honest about it. I was asked the other day by a Republican congressional candidate in Texas to appear as the star and the speech maker at an event for them coming up in the next couple weeks. And I said, sure, I'm willing to do that as long as you fly me there and back on a private jet. But I'm not wearing a mask to come visit you in Texas. I'm not flying for 2.5 hours in a mask. I'm not going to do it. And they're making arrangements right now for a private jet to come get me and bring me back and forth to Dallas. That's the only way I'm going, because I don't want to wear a freaking mask and suffocate and wear a diaper on my face and breathe in my own dirty breath. Sorry, I'm not willing to do that. That's what the face diaper does to you. You're breathing in and out, and the bad air is going back in again. You are breathing out the carbon monoxide. Now it's coming back in again, and you're creating a dirty draft in your own mouth. It's disgusting. Masks not only don't work, they make you sick. I'm not going to wear them on airplanes. I haven't been on a flight in months, and I'm not going to. I'm getting on a private jet. The only way I'm flying.
Yeah, and there's nothing, to be clear, there's nothing wrong with that. What I don't like, and I know you and I agree on this, I don't like the hypocrisy of these people saying, oh, well, there's so much pollution, oh, we need to be, we don't need to use oil, oh, this, oh, that, and then going out and using it all. But no, I agree with you about the planes. I'm not going to sit in a tiny seat and fly across a continent and have a diaper over my face the entire time. It's absolutely miserable. It's a nightmare. And they train these flight attendants, I guess they train them, to be just absolute fascists.
Nazis.
I mean,
yeah.
My kids fly fairly frequently, and my wife flies a little bit. I haven't had to fly since this has started. But they all tell me stories when they get off the plane about how they saw a flight attendant go after somebody for just dropping the mask to take a drink. And Wayne, we haven't talked in a good month anyway, but you remember the video of the woman who lost her mind on that plane when the fellow took his mask down just to take a drink.
Yes.
You know, she attacked him, she spit on him and all of that. It is madness. And now the CDC says, hey, all of this stuff you've been doing, this theater, it's useless. It's useless.
Right. It's a joke. I mean, first of all, think about me. There's something about me that makes liberal feminist women want to attack me anyway. So when I get on an airplane, I am their number one, you know, teacher's pet to go after. And the last time I was in an airplane was like 6 months ago, and it was a short flight, and I still remember the minute I got on, forget about taking off, I just had walked on the plane. I haven't even found a seat yet. And the flight attendant is looking at me and going, you're not lasting long on this flight, mister. Get your damn mask over your nose, or I'll kick you off this flight. I was just walking in the door. The door. And so from that point on, for the rest of the flight, she kept looking at me and walking down the aisle and staring at me and saying, I'm watching you. Don't let it fall below your nose. You know, I'm a 60-year-old grown man. What I wanted to say was, go F yourself, lady, and throw her down. But I held my mouth, because you get banned for life on airlines if you ever speak up to a stewardess, flight attendant, whatever the hell they call themselves. So I just said nothing. But I don't know how anybody takes a flight that's longer than an hour with a face diaper over your mouth the whole time. I have no idea.
Jackbooted thugs, that's what they call themselves now.
Yeah, terrible.
It is crazy, though, because you really see what people are like when they get just a little bit of power. These flight attendants now know they have the power of the federal government behind them, and man, once you know people can't really resist you, it is amazing how quickly people turn into bullies. And that's, I mean, we can take this all sorts of different directions, Wayne, but that's one of the biggest problems about a powerful government. When we're all fallen, we're all a mess, and man, if the government gets behind us and gives us the ability to exercise power over others, we will take advantage of it, and we will crush others into the ground. And that is so dangerous. The founders knew that was an issue. That's why they designed the Constitution the way they did. And we have forgotten it, or not we, but an enormous portion of the country has forgotten it. And this COVID stuff ought to wake people up. I mean, what Democrats, when you survey them, what they're saying that we ought to be able to do to people who don't get the vaccines or who disagree with the vaccines or who...
Right. Well, that's what I was going to bring up next, yes.
Unbelievable. And I'm not trying to jump the gun on you, but it's unbelievable what these people want.
Right. Well, so let's go over it. So the latest Rasmussen poll conducted in conjunction with another organization.
Heartland Institute.
Heartland Institute, there it is. There it is. Heartland Institute and Rasmussen conducted a poll. I'd found Rasmussen for years now to be the most accurate pollster in America, or certainly one of the top three. And Rasmussen's poll shows that 59% of Democrats, because Wayne Root is unvaccinated, they would lock me away in my home forever and throw away the key permanently. How sick is that?
Yeah, it's unbelievably sick. And this is the kind of stuff that we were starting to hear about in Australia. And, you know, honestly, we were talking in the newsroom earlier today. With Christmas and everything, I've been out a little bit. I thought Australia had eased up, but they're apparently still they've lost their minds. But if you want to talk about losing your minds, look at Democrat voters, at least based on what Rasmussen found. Nearly half of Democrat voters think federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison people who publicly question the efficacy of COVID-19 vax on social media, TV, radio, or online. That's you, Wayne, and that's me. 48% of Democrat voters think we should be thrown in jail. They should be able to fine us or throw us in jail. 45% would favor governments requiring citizens to live in designated facilities if they refuse to get the vaccine.
That's like internment camps, Japanese internment camps that we did to the Japanese people in World War II. It's sick, and I think it's 29% would take away our children for refusing to vaccinate. I believe it was just under a third. These people are dangerous to us and to themselves. And there's no way we're going to learn to live with them. There is no compromise with them, Josh. I've said all along there ought to be some sort of a national divorce. I don't really see any other way around this. I can't live with people like that. I can't live under people like that. I can't let people like that have any control over my life. We got to get away from them. Got to get away. We're going to have to divide this country up somehow, some way. We'll be back more with Josh Manning in a second. Wayne Allyn Root, War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll free 888-444-8895. Toll free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted.
Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP.
It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com.
That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This segment of the show is sponsored by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He's the guy who developed the Zelenko Protocol. I just call him Z. Dr. Z. He's invented created a brand new vitamin nutritional supplement called Z-Stack from Dr. Z for Zelenko. He's the guy that developed the Zelenko Protocol with hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate that reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. 84%. He's a board-certified physician in New York and Florida. He's provided counsel to the White House and governments on four continents. And this Z-Stack nutritional supplement that he just developed, it's got vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. Those are the big four. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula built around natural vitamins instead of drugs. And it's all built around zinc, the centerpiece, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients anywhere in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. And all you do is go to my website, root4america.com. I'm Wayne Root, root4america.com. And right near the top, you'll see a giant Z for Zelenko and Z-Stack. And click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. You're on the way to building up your immune system. We're back with our guest, Josh Manning. I told him his cell phone connection was not good. We had him redial, and hopefully we got a better connection now. Josh, you back? Let's see how you sound.
Wayne, I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you. It's not a perfect connection. You know, you're on a cell phone. I hate cells. I really do. For radio interviews, I mean. But it's better than it was before, so we'll just go with it. Just make sure, Chris, it's a little bit louder. Ride it and make it louder, okay? So, Josh, let's get on to this this story about Gorsuch and Sotomayor on the Supreme Court. Is it Gorsuch? I don't know how you pronounce it. Supreme Court justices who were supposedly in some sort of a battle because Gorsuch would not wear his mask, and she's got immune problems, and therefore she won't even show up in person. She has to do it. All the Supreme Court meetings have to be held from her home because she doesn't want to be in the room with Gorsuch. And the whole story turns out to be, tell everybody what it is.
Fake news!
There you go. And why? What's the story? Tell them the story behind it all.
Imagine that. So if you have watched anything on Twitter this week, you've seen all kinds of talk about what a dirtbag Justice Gorsuch is, because he supposedly was asked very nicely by Justice Sotomayor to put on a mask. He refused to. John Roberts asked him. He still refused to. And then, of course, the Internet judged him for it. Now, this originated with a report from NPR, National Public Radio. Remember, that's taxpayer-funded radio. Turns out, though, it looks like it was entirely false. The Supreme Court has issued a statement now denying all of it, saying, hey, this never happened. No request was made from Sotomayor. No request was made from Roberts. If there were no requests made, Gorsuch couldn't decline them. Fox's Shannon Bream reports she has a source inside SCOTUS who says exactly the same thing. This never happened. And remarkably, NPR, the NPR reporter behind this, doubled down today and has straight the Supreme Court has straight up said they're lying. He said they're lying about this. What they say, here's the quote, the statement from the two justices is at best false without any context whatsoever. That is a gutsy tweet. And remember, these people are funded by our taxpayer dollars. They're going out and they're astroturfing stories to trash justices who they feel are a threat to the left and especially to Roe v. Wade.
All right, and one more story coming direct from the pages of Western Journal, because Josh Manning is senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. You've got a story about Canadians and how Canada could throw Christians in prison using a very unknown, very, you know, not well-known law involving conversion therapy bans. What do you mean by that? What is the whole story?
Yeah, so here's the deal. We covered this a few days ago. We covered a version of the story a few days ago, which was essentially that Canada's banning conversion therapy, which means if your child tells you, Dad, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, you can't try to convince the child, well, no, your biological sex is your actual sex. You can't do that. So we covered that law, but what's interesting is when you dig into it, as we started looking around, we actually found more in it. Bill C-4 is what this is called, and this actually could endanger Christians, pastors preaching traditional Christian messages about homosexuality, the way Scripture interprets homosexuality, and if you look at it the right way, it could actually infringe on people's rights to have a private conversation about this. And this is, we're not talking about a $5 fine here, Wayne. We're talking about potentially up to 5 years in prison. 5 years, the penalties for the offenses range from 2 to 5 years in prison. This is for saying something that the left doesn't like. And if you want to be one of those people who says follow the science on COVID, then you've got to be somebody who says follow the science on sex. And that means chromosomes. And that means if you're born with an XY chromosome, you're a man. If you're born with XX, you're a woman. That's all there is to it. But
you mean people aren't frogs? People aren't tadpoles? Hey, Josh, we got to run. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Great website. Go check it out. WesternJournal.com. Thanks, Josh Manning.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.